The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I'm now joined by Fianna Fáil TD and Minister of State at the Department of Health, Jennifer Murnane O'Connor, to talk about the government's drug strategy and indeed those blister packs and much more. You're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you, Ciara. I'm delighted to be here.
Lovely to be on your own patch, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Carol Kilkenny TD, I'm thrilled to be here. Absolutely.
Let's just start with that issue of the blister packs. Do you think pharmacies should be paid a dispensing fee for that job?
Well, Ciara, I suppose there is confusion. And over the last year, the HSC with the pharmacies have been in negotiations about different contracts. So if you look at now from next year, if you go into your pharmacy and you get your prescription, everything is going to be itemised on that. And then we have a new other thing that's coming out, which is called Common Condition Services. So that means now they're also looking at, if pharmacies decide to do it, if you have maybe a particular ailment that you're able to go in and your pharmacy can look at you and they can give you the prescription. So these are all part of what's happening. So the blister packs then, as you said, this week was very controversial, and rightly so, because I know myself, I've been speaking to people, particularly our most maybe people that are on a lot of medication, whether maybe Alzheimer's, dementia, people who are visually impaired. So it seems to be that some particular pharmacies might have been charging and others mightn't have been. So there is that, I suppose, thing that we need to sort out to see what is happening. Now, I did speak to Minister Jennifer Karen McNeill this morning, and I do believe that this is just being looked at to see what is going to happen going forward. But the main thing is,
well, what do you think should happen?
Well, I would say myself, and the first thing we have to look at is our most vulnerable people. People that are need these particular blister packs that, you know, that are on a lot of medication, that we have something there. There will be definitely something there to help them, I firmly believe. And that's what we need to do. So this will all be talked through now, and hopefully we'll have this information and it will be sorted soon.
Okay, so let's just look at the main issue here, which is the concern that patients would have to stump up anywhere between 20 and 50 euro to pay for these blister packs if they weren't already doing so. Will the patient have to pay come January?
Well, the issue will be, that will be between the pharmacy now and the HSE to see what is going to happen going forward. But there has to be in place for our most vulnerable people or people that can't afford it, that they are able to get this under a particular, you know, whether it's through supports or whether it's through a special price or whatever we can do under a phase system. So this is all going to be talked about now.
Who's going to absorb the talk?
Oh, no, this will be between the HSC and, of course, the pharmacies. This
okay,
is between
so the patients,
them.
You're telling me that these patients will not end up paying for these blister packs?
I don't know what's going to happen yet, Ciara, and I don't want to be honest. What I am saying is, and I am saying this to the department, we need to look at the most vulnerable people that need to have these blister packs, that feel they can't afford them, that we have to put something in place to work with them. And that's what I have spoken about and will continue to do so within the department.
Okay, but this is due to start in a couple of weeks, the beginning of January.
So that's
pressure and concern for those patients to use these packs.
Well, things normally happen quite quick now when you're going to talks with our pharmacies. And as I said, there has been contracts in the last few months. The HSE and the pharmacies have been in contract, so in contact, and there has been different contracts with them. So
issue not addressed? Because it's been around for a couple of months, despite all of those negotiations that you're talking about. This doesn't seem to have come under the radar.
I just think the confusion I have been is some people are telling me they don't think they were being charged, and others feel they have been charged a very small amount. So the issue has to be then, do we look at it across the board, that if there is to be a very minimal fee, how we address it? So all I can say is at the moment, we don't have any information on it, but I'm very mindful of the Minister of State that we do look at this and address it as soon as possible.
Some of the pharmacies were using a scheme for phased dispensing to pay for this blister packs.
Yeah.
Was that being done inappropriately, and do you think some pharmacies were taking advantage of that?
Again, Ciara, I'm only learning all this now since the blister packs have actually, since I've learned this. So I'm very much aware of this phased packaging. But as I said, look, this only came to light there during the week. I know one woman was on the radio and I know she had said that she felt that she could pay up to €600 a year. She couldn't afford it, naturally enough, and that's a lot of money. So what we need to do now is we need to look at the HSE with the pharmacies, seeing what we can do going forward. And as I said, it is very much with Minister Karen McNeill. She's very much aware of it. I spoke to her today before I came on the show. I spoke to her this morning.
And so what did she say she's going to do? She's going to have a conversation with the pharmacies.
But what's
her position? That the pharmacies should pay for it? That the HSE should pay for it? Or the patients should pay for it? I'm still not clear on that.
The first thing, Ciara, is for me, and I'm sure for within my own sector, is we have to look at the most vulnerable in our community. The talks then will happen between the HSE and the pharmacies. Unfortunately, that's something that they will have to do themselves. But what I will be saying is, and what I am saying is, from my own point of view, and this is my own point of view, we need to get it sorted as soon as possible. It's meant to be coming in quite soon. We need to get certainty on it. And it is an issue that I believe needs to be addressed as soon as possible. But they all need to sit down and sort this. As I said, it's between the pharmacies and the HSC.
Would you accept that this has been very badly handled for
patients? Look, as I said, I wasn't aware of this myself until a few days ago. So for people that are anxious, I feel we need to look at them and give them that certainty that they're not having an extra cost. And that for me is very important. And as I said, look, and I can only keep saying this, we have to make sure that no one is in a position that they need these blister packs, that they cannot afford them. And that is the priority going forward.
Okay, let's just move on to the programme that was prime time last night. I don't know if anybody here in the audience was watching it, but it was highlighting the issue of laughing gas and aerosols and particularly focused on underage use. I know you're aware of that. What's the plan to address it?
Okay, well, first of all, it's a very serious issue. And within my own remit of, Minister for the New Drugs Strategy, as you said, I'm working on our new drug strategy at the moment. It's 10 years since we had the last one. But drugs are changing constantly. And it's just changing, I suppose, across the world it's happening. So at the moment we have now what's called, as you said, would be laughing gas or nitrous oxide. And just to be clear, and I think this is very important, Ciara, so there is regulations in this. So there's two acts on it. So first of all, if you're under 18, you cannot get these canisters. It's illegal to sell the canisters to under 18s. And the second act is, it is illegal for human consumption. You cannot have it for human consumption because of the dangers. So we have regulation there, but the issue is, this is not happening. So what we're looking at, and I've spoken to Minister Jim O'Callaghan, we need to look at enforcement. I'm after putting in my own budget under the new the drug strategy, and this will come under in my new drug strategy emerging trends within the sector of 1.5 million. So first of all, we need to look at information and awareness, because the problem is education. I don't really know. The dangers are so bad. That we cannot be in a position where we have someone to lose a life. And we would have seen that one life lost is too much. So this is what is being worked on. But we have to remember too, as we know it, is the laughing gas. That actually plays a huge role. If you look at maternity hospitals, it's used in the labour wards. If you look at bakers and people who, you know, that use the catering industry. If you look at the car manufacturing, it is used in that. And that is legal. But the problem is, it is illegal to buy it because you cannot use it for human consumption. It's too dangerous. So what we are doing is, and this is what I'm doing with the new drug strategy, is I have to work with Minister Jim O'Callaghan on enforcement, communication, education, awareness, going into the schools. We cannot allow this to happen. It's just, unfortunately, it's just something that we just have to keep moving on as quick as possible.
Okay, you mentioned your new drug strategy, and I remember in the Fianna Fáil manifesto last year, actually, before the general election, there was a little bit of controversy when there was a line in it about decriminalising drug possession for personal use. What has happened to that?
Okay, so first of all, and I think another...
Is that reflected in that drug strategy?
Absolutely not. Remember, drugs, for me, I'm Minister of State within the Public Health. So what I'm doing is under what's called a new health diversion scheme. Now, at the moment, it's with the DPP, because, again, this has to be Garda-led. We are not legalising drugs. And I think that's important for everybody to know. Drugs will not be legalised. But what we are looking at with our the Gardaí and with Minister Jim O'Callaghan is what's called a health diversion scheme. So that is, if you are caught as a once-off with a very minimum amount of drugs, now I mean very small amount of drugs, we can look at sending you what's on the health-led approach. Now, this is health-led, so that would be working with your local Gardaí, but also within the HSC services, so that you have the services that you need to help you.
And now, is that all drugs? Is that cannabis, cocaine, heroin,
the bulk of it? It would depend on what the size is. Yeah. So the drug would be different. So it's all about quantity and how small the quantity is. It's with the DPP at the moment. I have had several meetings with Minister Jim O'Callaghan on it. But I will say, and this has to be said, we are not legalising drugs.
But you're also not going to criminalise anybody who's caught with a small possession of cocaine, of MDMA, of ecstasy, if it's for personal use. You're saying that's not the approach anymore, to criminalise those people.
So what it is, and this has to be passed by, as I said, the DPP, they're looking at it at the moment. It would have to be if someone had a very, very, now I mean very, very small amount, that we could put them on the health, the road of health, that we would guide them, give them services. But at the moment, look, we don't know what's going to happen. But it's just, there seems to be the impression out there that drugs are going to be legalised. They're absolutely not. Within the new drug strategy, you know, drugs are changing so much, and it's about communities and families, rural areas. And the biggest thing I do see since I came into this remit is the amount of drugs that are around the whole country, rural areas, everywhere. So for me, this is about services, it's about families, it's about, you know, awareness, it's about making sure that people know what's happening in their community.
I'm looking out at the audience here and people are actually nodding their head. We're here in a tiny village in Kilkenny when you say drugs are everywhere. In Ireland.
They are, unfortunately they are. And when I became minister, when I, you know, working within my department, I know that we need to look at this. I know we need to go into our rural areas, we need to look at the services, whether it's clubs, wherever we have to go, to schools, we have to say, look, give the information, awareness and the supports that are there. And that's why I put 1.5 million in a campaign throughout the country, so that we can target areas where we need to make sure that, you know, that we give the awareness of how dangerous drugs are. So dangerous.
Okay,
so
can I just ask you one final question? Yeah. Because I know there's been this report into the presidential process within Fianna Fáil that led to their choosing of Jim Gavin. And there are draft reports which suggest that some ministers were aware of the rental issue before that final vote on nominations within Fianna Fáil. Were you aware?
Absolutely not. No, I did not. And I met Jim for the first time at our PP meeting. And look, I'm always
mindful.
If
there were issues, should you have been made aware?
Well, look, you know, Ciara, I'm very mindful here that Jim Gavin, unfortunately now, is not, you know, didn't run for the presidential election as happened. He's husband, he's got children.
And that's why I don't want to make it about him. Yes. I'm talking about what people knew within Fianna Fáil.
Well, look, I didn't know.
Aware?
And at the time, sometimes you have to think, do things happen for a reason? Unfortunately, I didn't know. When I met Jim, I was very impressed by him. And then, look, Ciara, you read everything too. No minister has come to me and said they knew. So I can say that. I haven't spoken to one person that said they did know. I'm not saying they don't, but I didn't know. And I just want to wish Jim well. I also in particular want to wish our new president well, who I know will do an excellent job. I know Catherine personally because I've worked with her for so many years. So, look, you know, I didn't know, but as I said, look, it's we are where we are, and hopefully now we've learned lessons from that. The one thing I will say is, we know that within our Fianna Fáil party, you know, we need to have learned lessons from this, and within our own, you know, Fianna Fáil members, within our own party, we would have seen that, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Minister Jennifer Murnan O'Connor, for coming in to us here on our special live broadcast from Kilkenny.
And Ciara, can I wish everybody a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. And I just hope they have a lovely one. And thank you to you, Ciara.
And to you too, Minister.
Thank you
so much.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.